Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois. For over 96 years, generations of farmers have turned to Farm Credit for their financial needs. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit offers products and services geared specifically to the agricultural community.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter September wheat, 634.5, down 2 3/4. December, 646, down 2.5. Soft September wheat, 531 and now 532.25, down now 32. It's a bouncing a lot. Here we go, 532 down 6. December, 556 down 6. September corn, 376 3/4, down 1.5. December, 385 1/4, down 1.5. Go out to July of 15, 413 1/4, down 1 1/4. August soybeans, 1191, up 3 3/4. September, 1125, up 3.5. November, 1105 1/4, up 3 1/4. Now 3 even at 5 even. August soybean meal, 386.80, up 3.10. August soybean oil, 36.58, now 57, down 26. August live cattle, 149.95, up 227.5. August feeders, 211, up 117.5. August lean hogs, 129.35, down 117.5. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker, a CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, I want to say that for sure we're looking at a dead cat bounce in the bottoms of these futures markets in corn and beans. How would we know it's more than that?
Well, I think in corn's case, probably December corn futures needs to put in a good close above 395. Would probably open up the door for a little more recovery than what one would expect in a so-called dead cat bounce. I think if we could probably muster a good close above 395, we would begin to trigger some buy signals on some of these technical indicators, and probably the initial upside target would be to go up against the downtrend line, which is a parallel line along the bottom of the market going down during the month of May and June, and then connecting the low that we had on Tuesday here at 378. If you would draw a parallel line and connect that to the highs that we had during June, that would probably take you up into this 413, 415 area. That would be kind of into that chart gap. There's a chart gap there starting at 410.5, I think, to 414.5. So if we could muster a close above 95, that would be the initial upside target anyway for the short run that technicians would be looking at.
How would you how would you define the time frame over which you would hope this would happen, and are we in a window low here?
Well, I think if we would we're in position here to maybe close out the week higher. We still have today to go. We still have Monday to go. But if we could close the week out higher, that would also be a hook reversal on the weekly chart to the upside. I think that would be a strong indication that around the short covering is coming forward, and or you know, something else may be triggering it. Usually, the last week of each month, you go opposite of what the dominant trend has been. Of course, in July, the trend has been down to this point. So if we would close out higher this week and have a weekly reversal to the upside on the December, I think it would be on all contracts. That would maybe indicate that the end of the month short covering rally is maybe starting earlier than average. And that could continue then all the way into the end of the month and maybe on into August. I think a reason that might trigger that is the trade is as you know, very very bullish on crop prospects. We've heard a lot of big production numbers, and I think there's a general belief that maybe USDA won't publish a number that big. So that alone may generate some short covering activity, thinking that USDA would not publish as big a number as what the trade has probably priced into the market.
All right. What about the soybeans and the Novi soybeans? Where you are, if you look at the charts, approaching a retracement, a 23% retracement off last May's highs to the lows.
Well, if you would, that is, if you measure off of that pre-June 30th report high of 1246, we're right up against this 23%, 24% at this 1107 and three quarters. So if we can manage a close above this 1108, 1109 area here today, that would also be above the downtrend line the way I would draw it. Off of the that pre-30th high point. It would be a parallel line along the skirt and along the bottom of the lows of the decline that we had after that sharp decline down that we had on the June 30th report. So if we would get some closes above this 1109 area, 1110, I think that then opens up the door for a recovery rally back to maybe as high as 1155. So a good recovery rally is not out of the question here. Also, the timing is ripe for an 8 to 9 week cycle low to turn higher. Now, the November beans did not penetrate Friday's low point here this week, but the lead month August futures did. And if August futures could pull out a higher weekly finish for the week, it would have a weekly reversal up on the August contract. And then I think that would go a long ways in solidifying that the end of the month short covering rally is beginning early. And then that may take us, you know, higher into the end of the month for part of August.
And what would be the fundamental impetus that would allow that to happen on the corn side? You suggested USDA not giving bullish traders the yield number that they would like to see, perhaps in the August report. What about in the beans?
Well, I think you got to say demand. USDA did announce a 700,000-ton soybean sale at China here for 14.15 this morning. That goes along with the export sales that we had this morning, which did come in very strong. So this price break that we've seen in the commodity prices after the July crop report in both corn and soybeans has stirred up a lot of world buyer interest in here. And I think in soybeans' case, it could very well be the demand factor that sends soybeans into a short covering bounce of some kind in here.
And very quickly, the possibility that all we're seeing is some consolidation to stronger lows in the future.
Well, we don't know that for sure. That will depend upon what August weather brings us. But, you know, there's no doubt that we have a very large crop out there, whether it meets some of these upper-end expectations. The trade has a good way of pricing a short crop in the market well in advance of harvest and a big crop well in advance of harvest. So it would not surprise me that we could put in some important lows prior to harvest and then we'll see how harvest goes and what the actual yields are to see whether or not we need to go lower.
Thank you, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.